Good evening. I would like to welcome the following members to the pack. Huxkiflirt. Adam underscore Reef. Nikki BVP. Ernest Genitals. Dr. Red Pill. Demir Ivanovich. Menmasterico. Bagudman. Antikuk. Mikol. Stavros Giatrakis. Ask. Trapdoor 001. Orbital Wobble. Dadinho. Matthew 100. Ted Busek. Alex Aronsky. If you are a subscriber that would like a shout out, shoot me an email or message me. I do not always get notifications. I am on track to retire from the Air Force next Wednesday. My fingers are crossed that there is no hiccups. When I retire, I plan to take it easy for a while and focus on pumping out new content. I had someone message me, they said they liked the content and they were curious what this community was all about. I realized I need to make a good intro trailer. Those of us in the manosphere sometimes forgot that some people have never seen or heard this content because the message is oppressed. Tonight's topic is: what does men going their own way mean? The abbreviation for this is MGTOW. These words are often flagged and censored. I often say men going their own direction to avoid detection from the evil computer algorithm that is seeking to destroy me. I am on alternative platforms as well. MGTOW TV, Rumble, Locals, and Odyssey is where I will be if they decide to cancel me on Facebook and YouTube. Those platforms are free speech, where I can speak freely, so I plan to make some exclusive content that will only be shown on those platforms. Men going their own way is going to be a controversial topic. There is no definition in the dictionary for it. It is not black or white. It is a gray area. If you disagree with my analogy of it, I respect your analogy. Think of it as, the glass can be half full or half empty, both responses are not wrong. This breakdown is solely from my perspective only. I wanted to make it clear because someone may be triggered by what I say. In the manosphere, the MGTOW men are men who have chosen to take an unorthodox approach to life when compared to how society wants men to live. The MGTOW men have seen that the odds are stacked against them. Our society is genocentric. It does not support or cater to men. Laws, policies, social norms, media, etc. all treat the men like trash and put women on the pedestal. The MGTOW men have found the solution to counter this. For example, women initiate divorce 80% of the time. 90% when college educated. Once a man goes through divorce, the men usually suffer a much greater loss than the woman. Men have to pay alimony, child support, pensions, the house, and the personal property, in most cases. The women who go through a divorce usually get a big payout from the men. After a divorce, men are 5 times more likely to delete themselves. There is no protection against this. Not even prenups can stop it. Prenups can be thrown out in court. Just look at Dr. Dre's case. The MGTOW men have seen all of this. They have seen how one-sided things are. The symbol that is often used to represent MGTOW men is this sign. When you look at this, you will see that men are exiting from the path. They do not want to go down the path of society. The MGTOW men have not only seen how one-sided things are in marriage and divorce, they have seen how it spreads into everything. I could ramble on for hours about this, but I will just give you a few examples. Police officers often respond to domestic violence claims. In many or most cases, the woman lies, they use crocodile tears, and make false accusations against the men. Men have no way to defend their point, unless they happen to have it on film. These men have to appear in court. You guessed it, the court will side with the women most of the time. Men's lives are destroyed. Women often lie in the workplace as well, and make false harassment claims. Many women in the workforce who have the same jobs as men often get away with not pulling their weight. These women often spend most of their day socializing, drinking coffee, and doing unproductive work. When the sickness hit, most of the jobs lost were jobs held by women. They cut the dead weight. The jobs most of them held were not essential. The MGTOW men often try to find jobs that do not have many women around. They want to work in peace without harassment and seeing double standards. I am in the vehicle maintenance field in the Air Force. It is heavily dominated by men. Most women I have seen in my 20-year career cannot perform in this field. The few that do try to match the men often end up cross-training or switch to admin paperwork roles. The women in my field often have to ask for help. Simple and basic tasks have to be completed by the help of men. The women are not held to the same standards as men. The women have AP word pass. If the men could not perform, they would be discharged from the military. The women in the military mostly get a medal just for showing up. Yes, some women play a vital role, but they are usually found in the medical and dental fields. In my 20-year career, I have seen women get medals, special assignments, easy tasks, and promoted over men. They did not outperform the men. If you have a VAG in the military and show up, they will give you a medal. A running joke we have, the vertical stripe trumps all. I will give you one more example, I could give you millions. Some teachers have been caught having intercourse with students. In almost every case, the woman is given a slap on the wrist with little to no punishment at all. But if it was a male teacher, he is often sent to prison for life. This goes for all crimes. The women's punishment is a joke. I am shocked how this is allowed. Men rot away in prison for life, and the women get away with murder. The MGTOW men realize the only way to win is to not participate. They choose to focus on themselves and do not put themselves in harm's way often. There is no set way how to live as a MGTOW man. Some men that are even married claim to be MGTOW. Going your own way is whatever you want it to be. The common consensus for many MGTOW men is to not get married, do not cohabitate, and do not have children. But like I said, there is no rules. MGTOW men do whatever they want. A myth that society often throws at MGTOW men is that they are just bitter and hurt. Society likes to attempt to shame MGTOW men. When you absorb the red capsule and are stoic, the attempts to rattle your cage do not work. Society likes to claim that MGTOW men are incels. An incel is a member of an online community of young men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually, typically associated with views that are hostile toward women and men who are sexually active. This is not the case for most MGTOW men. Many MGTOW men, I would argue, have been with more women than the average non-MGTOW man. Because MGTOW men have been with so many women, they have been able to see the true female nature. I have been divorced, I was engaged afterwards, but broke it off. I have dated hundreds of women. I was even given 2 STI from women. I was fortunate that what I was given was curable, and I no longer have it. Many men receive STIs and STDs that are not curable. Many men today are MGTOW men. They do not know about the manosphere, they do not know about MGTOW or the red capsule. Nonetheless, they are going their own way without any label attached to them. I have 3 brothers, we are all bachelors. 3 of us are divorced. I have told them about MGTOW, but they were not interested in any labels. That is perfectly fine. The reason I enjoy labeling myself as a MGTOW man, I have experienced the same thing as other men. They have experienced the same things as me. If I were alone and not communicating about it with others, I would likely be depressed. I would have thought it was only me experiencing these problems. But when all of the other men are saying the exact same things, it validates what happened. You have a big smile on your face and know that most women are bat shit crazy, it was not only you. For me, the MGTOW community and manosphere is like a club. We all gather and share our stories and help each other grow, succeed, and manage our lives in this genocentric society. Some MGTOW men say there are different levels of MGTOW. If you hear the term monk or monk mode, What that means is the MGTOW monk has completely shut off women. They literally chose to live the life of a monk by not dating, getting married, or interacting with women. That does not mean they will sell all of their belongings and live in a temple. It simply means they are 100% dedicated to themselves. Some will say there is MGTOW level 1, 2, 3, etc. That is true, when you are going your own way, you decide how far you wish to go. No one can tell you what to do. You must decide for yourself what you want. Often, after a divorce or nasty breakup, men seek answers. Trauma, in my opinion, is the number one reason men discover MGTOW. If men's lives were great with women, they would not seek this knowledge. It is the men who have hit rock bottom that discover MGTOW. You may be wondering, is there a group of women going their own way? Some will say there is. The group of women that are going their own way, in my opinion, are womanists. They drank the Kool-Aid and think they are strong and independent. They claim they do not need no man. To me, it's a joke. They are the number one reason MGTOW exists, in my opinion. Their beliefs and actions over 50 years have led to where we are now. I am no longer vulnerable. By going my own way, I put myself in the driver's seat. I control what happens. I am not going to let a woman destroy me. In closing, MGTOW men can achieve things normal people cannot. For most of us, we are able to accumulate tons of money, we have more free time and freedom. Many MGTOW men are very, very fit, very rich, and live amazing lives. This was just a summary of what I think MGTOW means. Watch my other videos to connect the dots. Also, watch other content creators. When you watch my videos, you are only getting one perspective. If you watch many content creators, you will pick certain knowledge from each of them. You can pick what best aligns with you. You will be able to solidify what you believe in, and have the tools and knowledge to crush it in life. If you have a topic you would like me to cover, a story to share, or are seeking advice, shoot me an email and I may cover it. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a